Raven picks them. So three news stories that are trending right now, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven chooses which one it is. Raven, you ready for your selection today?
Sure.
Number one, man steals $10,000 worth of Lego Star Wars sets.
I mean, can you really blame him?
Number two, politician proposes replacement sound for car horns. And number three, woman charged with streaking across football field while eighth graders practiced.
I actually saw that article and the photo that was associated with it, so I'm going to skip that one. Let's go with the replacement horn sounds. How about that?
I just want to say I think this is a genius story.
Oh, great.
And if a politician has ever done anything right, this would be it.
Somehow I doubt it, but what do you got?
India's federal transport minister, Nitin Gadkari, claims that he's going to be introducing into law of sound to replace vehicles' car horns. So, and the sound that he's chosen, so instead of the beep, beep.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a lot of traffic, obviously, a lot of transportation in India, a whole lot of people.
Right, but the sound that he has selected is this. It's the sound of Indian musical instruments.
It seems long.
Wow.
Right, you hit the horn and you've already passed by that traffic impediment.
Right.
At that point, by the time the music really establishes itself,
like you get cut off, you're like, ah!
Right. Is that a sitar? What is this? I'm not sure what that is.
Instead of getting all angry and you slam on your horn, you hear this.
Yeah. And a cobra comes up from your back seat and dances for a while?
No, here's what I was thinking, though. Like, horns, the sound of a car horn or somebody beeping, it immediately gives you a feeling of panic, right? You get that panic, you get that aggression.
Well, I mean, that is its designed intention, right? It's to pay attention to what's going on here. It could be the last thing you hear right before an accident.
Well, right. But here's the thing, Raven. What if we replace our obnoxious car horns, right? We're going to
Yeah.
Right. And you replace it with songs. Songs that are uplifting, that people like. So it just says, oh my gosh, I've avoided danger, and now I could be in a good mood because somebody sounded their horn. So I have selected three songs.
Oh boy.
That I think should be replaced with the car horn instead, okay?
Get on with it. What have you got?
Okay, first, someone is texting, and they don't realize that they're half in your lane, right?
Uh-huh.
You're so angry, but then you hit your horn, and this comes on.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
How do you get mad? You just get out of the way.
Okay, I mean, as long as they don't actually hit me. But all right, next.
Right. Okay, a car cuts you off on the highway, and then right in front of you slows down to a steady 7 miles per hour.
I love that.
7 miles per hour, right? You are so mad. You go in to lean into your horn, right? You have all that aggression, but instead this comes out.
I do love Prince. Makes me feel good whenever I hear it.
Right. See? Look. You're not even mad anymore that you just got cut off. Wait. And then, I mean, let's be honest.
I don't know how you're going to do better than Prince. What's your third choice?
Okay. The car in front of you is at a stoplight, and it doesn't move, even though the light has been green and has turned green for about 45 seconds now.
Oh my gosh.
You
this is the worst.
You are so frustrated.
I hate that person.
You just want to go because it's going to turn red again, and you're going to get stuck there.
Get out of your phone.
Right. Get out of your phone. What are you doing? Right? And you slam on your horn, but instead of the beep, beep, you hear this.
Well, then what if the police hear me driving by with that? Then they're going to pull me over, want to make sure that I haven't been smoking anything. You know, it's good to be relaxed, but at the same time, I want to be safety conscious for myself, too.
I just think it's good thinking and good planning.
I'd stick with the Prince, but you better talk to Paisley Park about the licensing rules.
All right.